Okay, it's the end of day five at the IBM Smart Summit here, and I'm talking to Akash Baranya, who's from the UK Youth Parliament.
Yeah.
You've been involved from the platform today. How has it been?
I think today's been really great because there's been such a diverse group of young people here, some of them not knowing at all about sustainability and some of them really passionate about it. And then the conversations have been really diverse as well. So I was looking at talking to some people about work experience, and then I moved to another table and they're talking about system failures in IT. So just seeing all that happening at once, it was great.
Do you think there's been people are starting to grapple with the idea of sustainability as both a political and a business issue, because there's people like yourself from the UK Youth Parliament, but they're representatives of businesses here as well. That's a big part of the drive.
I think, yeah, because and for young people, it's great to see that businesses are getting involved as well, because you've got the politician and sort of side of it all the time.
Yeah,
it's like it's a political thing, but now getting big businesses like IBM behind it, and then getting James Carr and business entrepreneur that everybody looks up to, seeing that. Young people feel a bit more like encouraged and inspiring. Businesses are taking part. So sort of all stakeholders of society are now really getting behind sort of the big thing, sustainability, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of the keynote speakers today were saying that there were some fairly fundamental things about the way businesses work that need to change, and we're calling on young people to kind of have to take that challenge, and because you're not burdened with the way things have been done up until now. Does it feel like you're being listened to now?
Well, I think that it's a bit easy for business leaders to say that we should take it on. I think there was about 80 young people here who would have gladly gone and sat on any board of any company and told members of the board what they think. So it's easy for anyone to say, yes, young people should be telling us. But why open up these platforms? A platform like today is not enough. We want to be sitting on these boards. We want to be meeting with the senior managers in big companies and telling them what we think. And I think... for them to say, yes, we want to listen to you as a start, but we want them to continue and open up these platforms.
That's fantastic. So what next for the UK Youth Parliament?
Well, I think we're going to take a sort of combination of what comes out for today and move forward and see what are the outcomes, what do the business leaders say on the day 9 of the summit, and how we can now join together with the IBM, with all the business partners, with other youth organisations, and see how we can start something new.
Akash, thanks so much.